The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be, continuing here in Jeremiah 5, verse 14. Therefore, thus says the Eternal God of Hosts, because you speak this word, behold, I will make my words in your mouth fire, and this people wood, and it shall devour them. God says we will pay a very high price for our sins. Adultery and perverted sex is part of them. Notice verse 15, what God goes on here to tell us. Behold, I will bring a nation against you from afar, O house of Israel. My friends, I want you to notice this. God isn't just speaking to the house of Judah, the little nation that we call Israel today over in the Palestine area. God is talking to the whole house of Israel here, the 10 tribes that departed from Rehoboam in the days of Rehoboam after Solomon had died. Behold, I will bring a nation against you from afar, O house of Israel. This is an end-time prophecy, my friends, says the Eternal. It is a mighty nation. It is an ancient nation, a nation whose language you do not know, nor can you understand what they say. And Israel, at the time of this writing, at the time of Jeremiah's penning this prophecy, had gone into captivity 130 years before this time. So it has to be an end-time prophecy to the nations of Israel, and mainly the United States and the British people. Their quiver is like an open tomb. They are all mighty men. And they shall eat up your harvest and your bread, which your sons and your daughters should eat. They shall eat up your flocks and your herds. They shall eat up your vines and your fig trees. They shall destroy your fortified cities in which you trust with the sword. Yes, we will pay a very high price for our many sins. And God says that he's going to bring a nation against us. Now, whether this is a military power or just a trade war, but God says hard times are coming, and truly, it is going to be both of them. It's going to be a trade war, and it's also going to be a military power that someday comes against the United States. Verse 18, nevertheless, in those days, says the Eternal, I will not make a complete end of you. God tells us in many places that there's going to be a remnant of Israel spared. And it will be when you say, why does the Eternal our God do all these things to us? Then you shall answer them, just as you have forsaken me and served foreign gods, or that is pagan gods, in your land, so you shall serve aliens in a land that is not yours. And it is an end time prophecy. Now I know it happened back in ancient Israel as well, but this is addressed 130 years after Israel had been taken into captivity. It is a future prophecy, yet an end time prophecy in our days. Declare this in the house of Jacob, and proclaim it in Judah, saying, two nations God is speaking about here. Hear this now, O foolish people without understanding, who have eyes and see not, and who have ears and hear not. Well, we don't seem to understand spiritual things today. And indeed, we don't, because we don't obey God, and we don't have God's Spirit as a whole, as a nation, so that we can understand his word. Because God only promises his Spirit to those that obey him. Going on in verse 22, do you not fear me, says the Eternal? Will you not tremble at my presence? Well, do we, my friends, do you fear God? Do you tremble at his word? Maybe you need to ask yourself that question. Who have placed the sand as a bound of the sea by a perpetual degree that it cannot pass beyond it, and though its waves toss to and fro, yet they cannot prevail, though they roar, and they cannot pass over? And God is asking us a question, says, do you not fear this great and this high God that has created everything and set decrees for everything, that thought out and planned and created and sustains everything, even you yourself? But this people has a defiant and rebellious heart. They have revolted and departed. Well, sound like our nation today, doesn't it? They do not say in their heart, let us now fear the Eternal our God, who gives rain both the former and the latter in its season. He reserves for us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Well, do we fear our God? Let us now fear the Lord our God. We don't say that, do we? We don't turn to our God. We don't change our ways. Do you, personally, as an individual, are you changing your ways from your ways to God's way? If you don't, my friend, it would pay you big dividends to do so. Your iniquities, God continues here in verse 25, your iniquities have turned these things away. Yes, indeed, our sins, our many sins, and adultery and fornication, perverted sex, are among our many sins and some of the worst of our sins. Your iniquities have turned these things away, and your sins have withheld good things from you. And we wonder what's going on. We wonder why we're having such a terrible time. Financial instability, fighting in family, divorce, remarriage, live-ins, homosexuals, and all of that. You could go on and on, listening to evils that we have. And we wonder why we have them. And we have eyes to see and ears to hear, but we don't see and we don't hear what God is trying to get us to see and hear and turn to God and fear our God and change our ways. For among my people are found wicked men. They lie in wait as one who sets snares. They set a trap. They catch men. God is speaking of a mindset and an attitude to do evil, to get all that you can. As a cage is full of birds, so their houses are full of deceit. Does that sound like our nation today, my friends? Think about these things. Therefore, they have become great and grown rich. Yes, we have our great rich today, don't we? They have grown fat. They are sleek. Yes, they surpass the deeds of the wicked. They do not plead the cause of the fatherless. Yet they prosper, and the right of the needy they do not defend. Well, God is just describing the world that we live in, the nation that we live in. Notice verse 29. God says, shall I not punish them for these things, says the Eternal? Shall I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? And he's speaking to you and me. He's speaking to these United States. He's speaking to Britain and the British people. God is pointing out some of our iniquities, lawless deeds. In this chapter 5 of Jeremiah, and adultery is one of them. And God says, shall I not avenge myself on such a nation? In other words, God is going to bring judgment on this nation for our many sins. Going on here in verse 30, an astounding and horrible thing has been committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests rule by their own power. And my people love to have it so. But what will you do in the end? Now, God is saying that we love to hear smooth things. We don't love to hear. We don't like to hear, much less love. We don't like to hear about our evils, our sins. We don't like to hear about our evils that we're living in, our troubles and our problems. And certainly, we don't like to hear that it's our sins that has brought them on us. But God says that is the total reason that we are in the shape that we're in, is because of our iniquities, because of our lawlessness, because we've turned our back on God and His Word. And you probably don't like to hear me, my friends, but I'm telling you the truth. God says there is an end coming. We're on the countdown now, and we should be very concerned about the condition we are in now and will be in at the end of this age. As God asks the question, what will you do in the end? My friends, we should consider the end, for it is coming, whether it's the end of this age or the end of your life. The end is coming. And God says, consider the latter end. Consider your end. Whether it's the end of a nation or the end of your life, where will you be? Where will you land? What kind of condition, what kind of misery and suffering will you have to go through before the end? God asked this question in the context of the way that we live our life, our conduct, our mindset, and our attitude. We are ignoring God's Word and doing things our way that seems right in our own eyes, which God says leads to death. Adultery, fornication, perverted sex, same-sex marriages, homosexuals are an abomination in the sight of God. God makes it very plain and very clear how He feels about our evils and our sins today. And this is only a portion of our many sins which we are paying a high price for, and the price will get much higher. Verse 31, God says the ministers pervert and twist the word of God and butter people up. And God says we like to hear smooth things. We like to have it so. We don't want to be told that we're sinners, that we're breaking God's law, and that we need to repent and change our ways. Because we like our lifestyle, even though it brings on much suffering. We like to do what we like to do. We don't want to change. My friend, I want you to hear this. I want you to consider your latter end. We like to be told Christ did it all for us, and all we have to do is just believe. Well, has that teaching solved our problems? I ask you, my friends, has that teaching solved our problems? Why don't you open your Bible to see what God has to say and be willing to live by God's word, even if our nation as a whole doesn't repent of breaking God's law, which is sin? You can, and if you do, your landing or your end will be a good one, and you will have a much better life now. Notice what God has to say in the book of Psalms, chapter 19, beginning in verse 7. So the congregation of the people shall surround you for their sakes. Therefore return on high. The Lord shall judge the peoples. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to my integrity within me. Yes, there's coming a time, my friend, when you are going to be judged. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. And it's going to. When Christ returns to this earth, the wickedness of the wicked will come to an end. But he goes on here, he says, establish the just, for the righteous God tests the hearts and minds. My defense is of God, who saves the upright in heart. God is a just judge, and God is angry with the wicked every day. And the wicked are going to pay, my friends. There is a judgment day coming. One of the rewards of living by the seventh commandment, you shall not commit adultery, is a happy marriage to one spouse till death do you part. God says sex outside of marriage between a man and a woman is a very sinful thing and brings on many evils. Hebrews 13, verse 4, we want to read this again. Marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers God will judge. And it also applies to homosexuals. God will judge as well. Same-sex marriage. God didn't create man to marry man. He created man to marry a woman and to have sex with a woman. 1 Corinthians 6, beginning in verse 9, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites. God makes it very plain as to how he feels about this great sin. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. Paul goes on here talking to the church at Corinth, and such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Yes, my friends, any sin can be repented of, and God will forgive. The grace of God will cover all of your sins if you repent and turn to God. Paul goes on to say in verse 12, all things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. In other words, he's saying that he could do about anything that he wanted to do, but he wouldn't do the wrong things. And that's the way that we should feel. Foods for the stomach and the stomach for foods, but God will destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. Well, my friends, God makes it very plain. It's a type of life that you should live. Fidelity and marriage. God calls this world a Babylonian system, and you need to know what that means. So request our free article, Babylon, Fountain of Error, and our free article, Spend a Lifetime Together, by calling the Marble Hill Church of God, Seventh Day, at 573-238-3675, or you can go online and order literature on our website and listen to pre-recorded programs as well. www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Have a good day, my friends, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.